Hi, it's the Michael Sparks AMSOIL dealer training call for our team, and today is Monday, November 9th, 2015. Appreciate you getting on the call tonight. And anyhow, tonight I want to talk a little bit about winterizing products, the products that AMSOIL has that can help you winterize your vehicles and equipment or put them up for storage, and how to use these products to gain new customers. This is the time of year. Here in Tennessee, we're starting to cool down a little bit. If you're further north, I think some places already got snow. If you're in Florida and parts south, maybe you don't have much of winter, but a lot of people put their lawnmower up for winter, or maybe they don't take their boat out as often or ride their motorcycles. And it's just always a smart thing to do, even if it's just for a couple of months, a month or two, to prepare your equipment for the winter time, which is going to help it just stay nicer and have better operation when you start it back up in the spring. There's a lot of products that AMSOIL has. You know, we're known for motor oils, but there's a lot of other products that we have that can help introduce customers and help you get new customers that maybe aren't so hard to sell as engine oil. I am going to talk a little bit about engine oil here at the beginning, but some of the other products we'll talk about later on aren't engine oil related. Also, these products I'm going to talk about are great for point of purchase sales, which means if you happen to sell some engine oil to somebody or an oil change, maybe consider mentioning some of these other products that we have that will add on additional sales to those customers, whether you do it via email. Hey, did you know we have this product, the fogging oil or diesel concentrate or PI or MP or what have you. Just mentioning that, you know, sometimes it adds on additional sales that you might not have gotten because customers just don't even know we carry these products. First up, I do want to talk a little bit about engine oil. I believe it's very important to change engine oil in the fall. And the reason being, there's been a lot of people that talk, why change it in the spring and or I change it in the fall, and for whatever reason, I've done some research on this, and I've talked to folks at AMSOIL, and they also recommend if you're going to put a piece of equipment up, put it up with fresh engine oil. The reason being is because as you use engine oil over time, the additives get used up that are in the engine oil, and there's additives in there to help additive chemistry that helps with the formation, preventing the formation of acids that help cling to metal parts better, which prevent rust, and the viscosity of the oil is going to be more in line. Sometimes engine oil can get thicker or thinner depending on fuel dilution or oxidation type of thing. And so having the right engine oil viscosity for when you do start that piece of equipment up in the spring is going to circulate faster. And then also, like I said, it does fresh engine oil clings to parts better inside the engine, so you're going to have a better lubricative film when you do start up that engine in the spring. So changing your engine oil in the fall is a smart thing. Secondly, even if it's not for a piece of equipment that you're putting up, we always recommend changing engine oil in the winter. Like I said, it's going to circulate better in your own personal vehicles. If you're on the XL oil change, it's maybe smart to change it in the fall and then in the spring if you're doing the twice a year oil change. If you're using one of our premium protection products, it's good for an entire season or entire year. You know, consider making your oil change interval switch in the fall. This is going to give you better startup protection. It's going to have better anti-wear and have a better additive base to get you through that winter. I don't believe spring and summer are difficult on engine oil as winter products are, or wintertime is. Tonight, again, we're going to talk about some of these ancillary products that AMSOIL has. You may be aware of some of them. Maybe you've used them. And if you have used some of these, let us know how they worked for you. First one I want to talk about is the fogging oil. This is a great product that you can sell to some of your small engine customers, especially the ones that put their components up for the winter. It's a spray that you spray into the intake of an engine just prior to shutting the engine off to put up for the winter. It's ideal for outboard motors, lawn and garden equipment, motorcycles, and snowmobiles. Obviously, people with snowmobiles would be getting those out this time of year, but for winterizing, ATVs, if you put those up, motorhomes, if you put a motorhome up for the winter, generators, or any other type of two- or four-stroke engine equipment. Has anybody out here used the engine fogging oil at all?
I haven't, Michael.
Okay. Jeff Essery, have you used it on any of you your customers? Okay.
I have used it on my personal stuff. I really hadn't had, you know, I really hadn't got anybody using it, you know, a customer buying it, so to speak, but I have used it personally.
Yeah, you have? Oh, and what did you think of that? Is easy to use and whatnot?
Yes.
Yeah. I think one of the big things about the can is it can spray upside down. Is that a thing where, so in case you got to get into an intake or like a small engine that's maybe sideways where a lot of different types of aerosol cans won't work, this one will spray upside down, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. One of the applications I have for this, one of my customers has a carpet cleaning business, and he has to spray some kind of thing into the blower, the blower for the carpet cleaning equipment, and he uses it exclusively for that, because when he puts it up over, when he's done doing his carpet cleaning for the day, he just takes that. He was using the AMSOIL metal protector, but this here, because it's got it's more economical, number one, and it's kind of a sacrificial thing. It's just putting a coating of anti-rust product on there for like a weekend or a week or two if he's not using it every day, and he really likes how it works. So if you've got any people in the carpet cleaning business, find out what they're spraying for their blowers, and this fogging oil could be a great product for that. But it's, you know, pretty easy to buy a couple cans of this and just have it on hand. You might use it for your own equipment as well, and it would be a good idea even just to do a video on YouTube and tell your customers how you're putting your equipment up for the winter. Another one I want to talk about is diesel concentrate. If you've got any diesel applications, putting, especially if you've got like diesel lawnmowers or whatever, using the AMSOIL diesel fuel injector clean. It's an alcohol-free product that protects fuel systems against water contamination, especially, and it helps prevent fuel water emulsions so that separating filters can safely remove the water before it reaches the pumps and injectors, and it can also cause corrosion inside the fuel system, especially for something that's been put up over the winter. So running some diesel fuel injector clean in a diesel fuel tanks is a smart idea. You really should be using this all the time, but especially if you're putting your fuel up over the winter, it's good to use. And secondly, the cold flow improver. If you do have a chance, maybe you've put the diesel, maybe you've got a diesel mower and you don't, you know, or some kind of diesel equipment that just has a chance. You might have to start it over the winter, and you've got that fuel that's from the summer mix, and it doesn't have a very good cold flow point. Using the AMSOIL cold flow improver will help you improve the pour point as much as 58 degrees. So if it's if the fuel will pour out at say 10 degrees, it could go down to negative 40 or something like that, and allowing the fuel to flow to the engine more easily and improving diesel engine reliability in cold temperatures. The cold flow improver lowers the cold filter plugging point by up to 20 degrees Fahrenheit and 15 degrees Celsius in ultra low sulfur diesel. Having that on hand and just treating your tanks about this time of year with some cold flow improver. And secondly, if you do have a diesel vehicle you're running all the time, or maybe a motorhome that you don't run all the time, and you had filled that thing up in September, August, September, didn't have to run a whole tank through it, And all of a sudden, you know, you want to start that thing up in January, or for some reason or another, it might not start because you got the summer blended fuel in that, and treating it today with some cold flow improver just kind of makes sense. If you're doing trips, so one thing to think about for your customers, if you live south, you know, Alabama, Texas, and those people take trips up north over the wintertime, a lot of diesel trucks, you know, they hold like 40 gallons of fuel. They can go 600, 700, 800 miles. They could drive from Texas to Minnesota, get halfway up there. The temperature drops, you know, 60 degrees from, you know, maybe 40 degrees down to below zero, and they could just get stranded right on the road. So having a bottle of cold flow improver in your vehicle and you see the temperatures are dropping, it always makes sense to treat that fuel before you have a problem. One thing I did want to bring up on the diesel fuel concentrate, or the AMSOIL diesel injector clean, it can also be used as a home heating oil improver. This is people up north typically have home heating oil, and that's what they use to heat their homes with, and it provides the same benefits in furnace applications. It's a fuel oil storage stability, corrosion protection, fuel oil filter longevity, and exceptional cleaning properties to help keep the fuel oil nozzles clean for proper spray. And also consider using the cold flow improver where the fuel oil is stored outside and temperatures below 32 degrees. So if you don't want any of your friends, neighbors, relatives that have use home fuel oil for their heating their homes, like again, that's typically up north, and I think in mostly in the northeast section of the country uses fuel oil for heating their homes. Consider, you know, having them check that product out. Diesel recovery, it's an emergency fuel treatment. I think every AMSOIL dealer, doesn't care where you're at, should have a bottle of this on the shelf. You just never know. Maybe if you live in Florida or the southern Texas, you might not need it. But even here in Tennessee, we can get below zero. And if people have trouble that's already fuel that's gelled, their diesel fuel is gelled, this will dissolve the wax crystals that form when diesel fuel is suppressed, the cloud point. And it liquefies the gel and thaws frozen fuel filters, avoiding costly towing charges and getting diesels back on the road. Does anybody have any experience with this product at all?
Michael, I don't have any experience with the recovery, but I did just buy a diesel pickup, and I'm already using the cetane boost as well as the injector clean. I've got a tractor dealership, and of course all they sell are diesel tractors, and he did buy a case of the injector clean with the cold flow additive in that the other day, so he's going to try that out and see how it works.
Great, great. Did you use, when you were a truck driver, did you use any of those products in your over-the-road truck, or did you ever have any problems in the past and wish you had some of the product on hand or anything?
I always used a fuel additive. I used the fuel additives all the time, but I always ran in the south during the wintertime, and so I didn't have any gelling problems with my truck. You know,
okay.
A lot of folks do, but I was very fortunate that I didn't.
Yeah, yeah. I see Derek's on. Derek, you got any comments on cold flow or anything like that?
Yeah, it's kind of, for anybody that's got a diesel up here, most of them will choose to use the stuff with the cold flow improver in. Some have, they haven't had problems with the fuel supply that they have now, so they won't, but some of those guys will keep the diesel recovery. I never personally used the diesel recovery because we have the cold flow improver, which basically, if you use it, you don't need the other. But prior to AMSOIL coming out with the diesel recovery, I froze up. I was driving to work. It's like 40 below or 35 below, and I'm getting less power, less power, less power. And I'm about 20 minutes outside of town, and the car finally quits. Someone was nice enough to give me a ride in town. Got the tow truck to come pick it up, they spun the fuel filter off, put the other fuel filter on, filled it up with the basically an equivalent of their diesel recovery, and they had it running in no time.
Oh, okay.
And, that product definitely does work, and it can save you. If you catch it early enough, you know, while you're still just losing. Like, if I had the stuff when I was losing power, like, there was enough time frame that you would have been able to open the tank, pour it in, or possibly put it right in the fuel filter at that time, and you'd be back up to regular power. But
yeah, okay. I have some experience with that. When I was stationed at Fort Campbell back in the 90s, we had a really cold week when it was down in the single digits for a long time, and I was in charge of driving the bus with our people on board, and I had started the bus, and the thing wouldn't make any heat at all. I mean, the thing was just freezing on this bus, and we got going down the road a little piece, and it just, like you said, it just kept losing power. You'd had the thing all the way to the floor, and it wasn't doing anything. Ended up, you know, having to get towed. You had to get a tow. Luckily, it was a military bus. It didn't cost me anything, and I didn't know really anything about diesel back in those days, and if I'd have known now, like you say, we could have put something in there and prevented that fuel from gelling, but I'm sure exactly that's what happened now, thinking back on it. But make sure anybody that's in a cold environment or knows people that go, have a bottle of that diesel recovery fuel treatment and have some cold flow improver. You can get the standalone product by itself. That's for somebody that may or may not need it, but then you can also buy the diesel injector clean that has the cold flow already mixed in with it, and it's specifically designed for treating both in the wintertime there. I'm going to move over to the away from the diesel products now, but the gasoline stabilizer and then also the AMSOIL Quick Shot. The AMSOIL gasoline stabilizer reduces oxidation process, which occurs when fuel is stored for extended periods of time to prevent the formation of varnish and sludge, which can clog injectors or stick floats or cause poor engine performance. It's ideal for seasonal equipment such as snowmobiles, lawnmowers, motorcycles, and boats. I put some of this in my Buell motorcycle and didn't run it for over a year, and that fuel was still like brand new in there. It started up, fired away on the first startup. And this stuff really prevented any kind of problems from happening. The AMSOIL gasoline stabilizer is a long-term fuel storage, but you can use it even just in case at any time. If you've got pieces of equipment you don't use on a regular basis, it's just always a good idea to put some gasoline stabilizer in there. And then the AMSOIL Quick Shot for small engines is a premium fuel additive formulated to thoroughly clean and then restore peak performance in small engines and power sports equipment fuel system, but it's a stabilizer it stabilizes the fuel between uses and during short-term storage periods. So I tell, you know, customers, if you're going to store for a couple of months, maybe it's okay to use that, but if you're going to go longer than that, you definitely want to use the gasoline stabilizer. And it also focuses on the three major fuel-related issues in small equipment, which is ethanol, water, and then dirty pump gas. So it's a three-in-one product. When you're comparing to the other people on the market, just keep that in mind. You got three products in one, and that's why our product is so much better. If you haven't protected your equipment, if you got any kind of exposed metal, you want to put some metal protector on it, you know, maybe the external parts of your mower that you can see, the cables and the throttle linkages and all that other stuff. It's a good idea to put some metal protector on that. Put it on there and let it dry. That will prevent rust from happening, and it will also lubricate. The heavy duty metal protector, which this product is phenomenal because it can also be used as a rust preventative, but it can be used as an undercoating in your car. So maybe before we put the salt on the roads and everything, get up under your car or your truck, or if you can get it lifted, you know, spray some of that on those parts that are prone to rust and corrosion, it'll prevent some of that. The city where I live, city of Clarksville, they use a heavy duty metal protector on all of their salt equipment to prevent the corrosion from the salt. So they put it on at the beginning of the year, and then they also, when they clean it all up and put it up for the summertime, they spray it down with heavy duty metal protector, and they say it really works well. It could be used on chains and any kind of exposed metal. I have a can of that, and I just spray it on all kinds of things. If I see a little piece of rust, I spray it with HD heavy duty metal protector. Antifreeze. If you haven't thought about your antifreeze, maybe you realize or don't, but antifreeze does go bad after a certain period of time. It reduces its ability to prevent corrosion. And the AMSOIL antifreeze is a really good product. We've got the three products now. We've got the original product that we had, which is the polyethylene glycol, or whatever the heck it's called. Yeah, polypropylene glycol antifreeze. And then we also have the two new products that were released, which is the passenger car and light truck, which is an ethylene glycol and 50-50 mix, premix formulation. And it's good for cars, a superior heat transfer, protection against corrosion, freezing, and boil over. So definitely check your antifreeze and coolant. Then we also have the new heavy-duty antifreeze and coolant, which is the ethylene glycol, again, 50-50 mix, and could be same except it's designed protection against aluminum, steel, cast iron, copper, brass, and solder alloys. If you haven't changed out your coolant and it's been a couple of years, it's probably a good time to do that now, as opposed to, you know, having some kind of freeze up or some kind of problem in the dead of winter. I just always remember it was about 2 below 0. We had to change a water pump on a Ford van that we owned outside. It was not a very fun day. It took us about 8 hours to do it, because you can only work about 5 or 10 minutes out and go back in the house. And then lastly, along with your coolant, is the Dominator Coolant Boost. This is a pretty phenomenal product. Many people think it's for racing only, but no, it really works in all engines. And for car and passenger car things, it can actually speed the warm-up time in your engine. So it can do it by about 40% faster. So if you don't like your car to idle as often as it needs to, you can put this Dominator coolant boost in there and speed the warm-up time in cold temperatures it'll make heat, basically. The heat will come out of your vents faster if you use the coolant boost. And I think you have to redo that once a year at least. Does anybody have any comment on the coolant boost?
I used it in my vehicles, Michael, and I noticed that the temperature gauge, that's one of the things that coolant boost, you know, says, particularly for racing, that it did lower the temperature gauge on both of my vehicles.
Okay. Did you notice the warm-up time being quicker warm-up time?
No, because I put it in both of my vehicles in the springtime, and
okay.
Typically we don't warm our cars up anyway ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah. And also it provides corrosion resistance as well. So motorists that want to have increased corrosion protection, that coolant boost is great to put in there and whatnot. So. Matter of fact, that reminds me, I'm going to go put some in our cars this weekend so we can make sure we have our warm-up times as fast as possible, because the temperatures will be dropping here real soon. That's about all I have as far as products go. I just want to say, if ordering some of these, having some on hand, introducing your customers to them, it's going to help you increase sales, and it's also going to help people get to experience AMSOIL products. They might not be ready for engine oil yet, but maybe a bottle of coolant boost in their car, you know, $5 or $6 sale, or maybe a quick shot sale is going to introduce them to the quality AMSOIL products. It's going to get them understanding what we have to offer, and then engine oil maybe can come later down the road. So these point of purchase products, having a case of MP available, I give MP out for Christmas gifts. I think everybody should get a chance to experience how wonderful MP is as far as metal protector and spraying it on anything that needs any kind of protection or lubrication. So,
yeah, I comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like I said, I just bought this diesel pickup, and currently, I haven't gotten to do all the AMSOIL products in it yet. That will be coming pretty soon. Like I said, I'm using the injector clean and the cetane boost, but, previously I'd had my pickup and it was on the Signature Series oil, but now with your one-ton diesels, regardless of make, they recommend the 7,500-mile oil change, so I'll be using the OE in that. But I've got four different little race teams that are using the AMSOIL Briggs & Stratton 4T racing oils. I've got, I'm sponsoring one of the little cars. But, it's amazing that you see this product and you think, I'm never going to sell any of this. And all of a sudden my phone started ringing, and I've got four teams on that. Then I've got a couple of dirt bike racing teams that are using the new dirt bike oil. So, we've got so many products that there's just customers everywhere that are looking for this. And I have people that access the website and find my name and number, and, customers basically just come out of the woodwork looking for this.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I got a call last Friday for some of the 4T Racing oil. I didn't have any in stock, but I did have some of the Dominator Racing, the RD20 product, and I called tech support and asked them which would be closest to the 4T, and they said the Dominator RD20, and I sold him 3 quarts of that, and he was excited about it. Sometimes if you don't have the exact product they want, maybe call up tech support and see what they say, if you can find something that gets close. There's some overlap there, and, he's given that a try, and if he likes it, it's a little bit less expensive. I had an engine developer that was that said he got 2 more horsepower out of a small Briggs & Stratton engine using the RD20 product. That was before they came out with the Briggs thing, and he was totally happy with that. Never had any failures, never had any problems or anything. So,
amazingly enough, one of my customers bought just a brand new rolling turnkey little junior dragster, and in the material that he got with the vehicle, it says use AMSOIL Briggs & Stratton 4T Racing Oil. I mean, that's from the factory. So that's
pretty awesome.
You
can't hardly pass up a sale that way. Just got to be able to get it for them, and it tells them what to use. That's always good. So
yep.
Appreciate it, Gary. Oh, with that, folks, I appreciate everybody getting on tonight again.
Michael?
Yes, Carol?
Michael,
yeah.
This Thursday night is our Bell Team teleconference, and Dan Peterson from AMSOIL Incorporated is going to be on talking about how AMSOIL plans to continue to stay number one.
Oh, excellent. And that's at 7 p.m. Central Time this Thursday, which is the 12th. Of November 2015 at 7 p.m., and it's the same number you called in tonight, same exact call-in information. So if you don't have that or you want to mark your calendars and do that now, it's 7 p.m. on November 12, 2015, 7 p.m. Central Time, same call-in number. It should be a good show. Dan Peterson's really knowledgeable guy at AMSOIL, and if you don't read his article that he puts in the dealer magazine, he just has some phenomenal information in there. I like his articles myself. So appreciate it, Carol. Thanks again.
You bet.
We'll be on Thursday.
All right.
Better, With that, buddy, I hope you everybody had a good good night, and get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Michael.